Coming at you from the right, I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Pete Harr.
You've crossed the border into Harr Nation. Woo! Throwing bills in the air.
My brother is throwing his money into the air.
Woo!
He's celebrating because, well, I have no idea why he's celebrating. We are changing our currency to be more gender inclusive.
Now, look, I am all for having women on money. I think we should put Barbara Bush on there. And I'm talking about George W.'s daughter, Margaret.
The NBC Today Show sometime correspondent.
The NBC Today Show correspondent, Barbara Bush, Margaret Thatcher.
She's not American.
That doesn't matter. I just don't think that we should be eliminating some of these historical figures who were frankly better than any president we've had in a long, long time. Andrew Jackson is getting replaced on the $20 bill with Harriet Tubman. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of Harriet Tubman.
What do you like about Harriet Tubman?
I love Harriet Tubman. She was a gun owner. She had a gun. She believed in trains and railway. And I think she's great. However,
unexpected total lack of knowledge around Harriet Tubman's contribution to this country.
She was a railroad baron who started the American railroad system, and that's great.
Fine with me, so long as we can start to equalize our currency and the stories we tell.
Well, I don't understand. The story that we're losing is the story of Andrew Jackson, a gentle president. A gentle president who just very gently helped the Native Americans
massacred
off their land, all sorts of treaties with the Native Americans that treated them very well, and they signed under no duress and they
forced off their land.
They were rational individuals acting. They knew what they were getting into. They have all this great land now. They have wonderful.
They do.
Situation
not.
Is great.
The Supreme Court said that they could stay where they belonged, and President Jackson removed them anyway.
Oh, you're saying that he had an executive action?
I am.
That's exactly what Obama is doing right now, and I do think that that's one of the bad things about Andrew
Jackson.
What are
you drawing?
Huh?
What are you drawing?
What do you mean, what am I drawing?
You seem to be drawing something.
It's nothing's there.
You're drawing a penis.
I am drawing a penis. Sometimes when I'm thinking, I draw penises. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not writing anyone's name under.
You're writing President Obama's penis.
Yes, because we're talking about Obama and we're talking about presidents, and our guest today is Jennifer Flowers, and
yes.
She saw Bill Clinton's penis, and just got me thinking about presidents' penises.
I've never seen you this embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
You've got a sheet full of penises.
I didn't think. Put that. Give me that. Give me that back.
This is astonishing. It's all the penises of all the United States presidents, and he's listing the number that they were president on their balls.
Bill Clinton made us think about presidential penises.
Number 42.
And Jennifer Flowers, one of Bill Clinton's mistresses, is our guest.
Yes.
And I don't want to be thinking about presidential penises. I want to be talking about good things like Andrew Jackson's good, fair treatment of the Native Americans.
All right. Well, let's talk to Jennifer Flowers. I think she is the beginning of a long line of women who were savaged in the 90s just for being women.
That's right. The cast of Saved by the Bell and her. When we come back, we got Jennifer Flowers. Now, a lot of the listeners out there were only children in the 90s. They were just little babies crawling around in their cribs and their high chairs. But you might not remember that Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, had a few, we'll call them scandals.
His staff called them bimbo eruptions.
Bimbo eruptions. And one of the most famous ones, of course, other than Monica.
Paula Jones.
Lewinsky. And Paula Jones is Jennifer Flowers.
Woo! Hey, y'all.
Jennifer, welcome to the studio. Thank you for coming in.
I want you to know. Okay, thank you so much for not calling me Jennifer Flowers, because it is spelled with a G, and I have to tell you, that's one of my favorite things to do, say, hey, it's not Jennifer, it's Jennifer, I didn't get to do that today.
Now, that is very funny. I love that, Jennifer. Woo! I think you are one of the people that exist from the 90s whose life was fallaciously spoiled by people's interest in her private life. Well, it's no one's business but yours and Bill's.
See, I disagree. I think that every politician and public figure, really, we should know about everyone they've made love to or had sex with.
Classic conservative repression trying to get their jollies off to the news.
I get no joy out of knowing the sexual exploits of a president. Well, I wish I knew what Obama's penis looks like, and I get no joy out of that.
All y'all say that it's just scandal and cunnilingus and faceless and all that. And wait, I can tell you right now, this here was a story about love. That's what y'all forget when you review, when you look back on something, you look and remember it's a fairy tale. I lived me a fairy tale, and I'm just happy now I'm a queen.
So explain to me what your relationship was with President Clinton.
Well, okay, everyone knows the story. I'm not going to rehash it in all the giddy details, but he did used to jog to my house, and then we would fuck. I did deny it, and then I came clean and made sure everybody knew it was true. I did record our phone conversations, which was something I used to do all the time with my boyfriend, so that's how you know he was my boyfriend.
So you would record your phone? What was the reason?
We explained life before the internet, okay? You couldn't just call on up a conversation that you'd had or a pornographic movie in order to please yourself. Mm-hmm. You understand?
That's true.
What you had to do back in the day was take what we had, a big old box about the size of two shoeboxes slammed together, okay, with some magnetic tape inside. It looked like scotch tape. Mm-hmm. That there was called an answering machine.
If our readers can picture this, the audio waves would be recorded on pieces of tape.
I didn't say there was any radiation or nothing like that. I don't want anybody suing me from any machine factory.
Jennifer Flowers. I can tell
you that there was electricity involved. Yeah.
Jennifer Flowers looking out for your brain. She does not want you to be exposed to any radiation. And honestly, she's showing the signs of what I've believed all along, which is that this is a good woman who has raked over the coals in the public for no reason at all. She's a woman with a healthy libido.
I can't imagine. If Bill Clinton were a Republican, right now you would be ripping him apart and imagining what Obama's penis looks like.
Do you have something you want to tell me?
I have nothing I want to tell you. I'm just saying these are the types.
My brother is drawing a picture of a penis. He's scribbling a big black penis on his
notes. Well, you don't know what color it is. It's on white paper.
See, that's what I have learned since I have gone through the challenges that I went through all those years ago. Okay? It launched my singing career. It launched my career on Broadway.
Pat Landry.
My long, sustained run on the off Broadway stage.
You were in one production of Boobs the Musical,
right,
or very
briefly? I was
briefly.
What they call an understudy, which is a very important role. Mm-hmm. You do not always go on stage.
And that was off Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Off Broadway.
Off Broadway.
But here's what I like to look at it as, a fairy tale. Okay.
So you keep mentioning fairy tale, and in fairy tales, there's princes and there's magic
and there's
love and there's people finding dreams coming true.
Once upon a time, around the time that I was Jennifer, that's on my tour. I have an album that you can get on the iTunes if you go to my website, www.jenniferflowers.com. I say Jennifer because otherwise you spell it with a J. That's someone completely different.
So honestly, not a terrible voice.
Well,
that was surprising. I mean, that's a beautiful voice.
Love went and there was a penis. And he had poem in them jogging shorts.
Wow, that's like a ballad. That's kind of a southern, almost a plantation song.
New Orleans. I got a New Orleans sound. That's where I laid down my roots. I was once on the bayou until Katrina ruined my cabaret.
I do hate to bring this up because I am enjoying those soulful riffs.
Beautiful song.
It really is beautiful, but it seems almost overtly racist.
Horrible for making speeches.
You're horrible?
Horrible for making speeches.
Horrible?
Horrible.
Horrible for making speeches.
It's so hard to understand.
Cunnilingus. For making speeches.
Can I ask, are you a little drunk?
Sorry, what?
Can I ask, are you a little drunk?
Oh, listen. Isn't everybody in a fairy tale a little drunk?
I've never even thought about that.
That's
a good point. So how did you meet? He was governor at the time. Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas at the time. How did you meet Mr. Clinton?
Oh, that's so fun. I went to what they call it. It's an area that's green, and then there's paths.
Jennifer Flowers described a park.
And I was doing what I do, which was pick up recyclables. And
just in your own spare time, you would go and
pick
up?
Well, at the time, my music career and my speech making had not taken off.
Oh, I see.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. And in the early 90s, people were big into Earth Day.
One of the biggest revenue generating streams of the early 90s was recycling.
I don't know what that means, but I know that I could get 10 cents a can.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be wandering around making my cans. And one day I said, there's a man who is jogging in the tiniest shorts I have ever seen. He had a bulbous red nose like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm gonna get some of that. Especially I saw this wicked witch woman following him behind with a scratchy voice. I said, Bell! Lana! Not nursing her baby, but she did have a baby with her in a carriage, and there was a African-American woman following her with the baby. You understand?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that Hillary Clinton would run behind Bill, screaming at him in the park.
He seemed he didn't want to be seen with his family.
And behind that was an African American woman jogging while holding a baby.
It could only be Chelsea Clinton.
She seemed that she didn't want to be seen with the slave they had working for them.
We can't assume that the woman was a slave. In fact, slavery, as far as I know, was outlawed by the 13th Amendment by a Republican president.
I mean, I'm not suggesting they didn't pay her with a room or stack of hay. From what I saw, I can only report what I saw. Speculation
sure.
is up to the mind's eye.
Okay.
So I went and I said, that to me is a situation that seems to fit all my criteria for what turns me on, gets me off, makes me walk out.
And so can you describe the moment when this happened? What were you holding in your hands? A couple of empty bottles of Coke?
Well, Fresca was very big at the time.
Mm-hmm.
People enjoyed the caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. So I remember that.
A whole heck of a lot of those kinds of cans.
Some of the best years.
And I dropped everything I could, and I immediately pretended that I, too, was a jogger.
So you just started, you drop your cans, you start running.
You know, it's a funny thing. Have you ever heard a woman's breasts described as cans?
I have heard that.
Yes.
In that moment, I made that connection. And I thought, I'm going to drop these cans on the ground, and I'm going to drop these cans in his path.
Cash them in.
Wow.
Understand, cash two different cans.
Did you think that, or did you say that out loud quietly to yourself?
I said it out loud. There was another gentleman who was also collecting cans at the time who did not seem to speak English. He did not respond. I went, and I ran right into the direct path with my cans, we made a glance. And at the time, we did not have a telephone communication text to textual.
Mm-hmm. So texting did not exist yet, right?
Textual communication. So I believe I had a note that I scribbled with what was called a pen, a P-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Those are still
right. So I got one right here, for example. Look at this one.
You would use your hand made of flesh to use the pen to scribble and mark. I can tell you right now, you got to make lemonade, just like Queen Bey has taught us all.
That's right.
Out of the most difficult situations. Mm-hmm. So I now have what is called a website that I built myself on something called Squarespace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
With innovative tools that you can use for your portfolio and an elegant interface.
You know, that's interesting that you would bring up Beyonce. I think one of the messages that Beyonce has is that women can have it all.
Absolutely.
Do you believe that you're also a feminist icon?
Of course. My breasts and I have conquered so very much together. They've been attached to me the entire time. Mm-hmm. When we did Boobs, the musical, when we made speech, I made a speech recently. Mm-hmm. I was invited to make a speech.
You keep bringing up these speeches.
To be tempting us into asking about one of these speeches.
If you go to my website, I cannot do that. That is material that I give for money. But I can tell you, at my website, you will find that I offer speeches.
So what are some of, let's pull up your website right here. We got your website all pulled up.
And a lot of pictures of you surrounded by flowers. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the topics here that you can make speeches on?
We do not list specific topics.
No specific topics.
No, I make speeches. People know they're getting Jennifer to come and talk about whether or not it's been something I've had to fight with my name, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Was I tortured for having a name like Jennifer Flowers? How difficult was my childhood? So bullying. Uh-huh. I can make speeches about
bullying.
I can make speeches about cock size, what I prefer, what people should prefer, what fits the best in what hole.
So
you're telling me a lot of corporations are charging you are paying you money to have them come in and talk about your preferred cock size.
No, I have not had a ton of traffic.
I do get requests
often from underage children in other countries.
Now, can I ask you a question? Jennifer, you had a long affair with Bill Clinton. You say it was 12 years, but Bill Clinton says that you only had sex one time.
Mm-hmm. We did only have sex one time, but just went on for 12 years.
Yes,
I was under his... I was there many of the times you thought you were just seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
You were also just... You didn't see that I was right with him, the entire attached to him.
Wow,
so attached Bill Clinton's in some pants.
Spiritual way or an actual physical
both.
Way? Both.
Mm-hmm. No,
so Bill Clinton's pants had a Jennifer Flowers sized pocket.
Correct.
And you would just climb in that pocket and you would just hold.
I think what people don't understand about the office of the presidency is you can virtually have anything you want whenever you want it. You can say, I feel like a cheeseburger. Go down to the kitchen and say, I'd like me a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. That seems reasonable. Yeah, that's a right. food request.
So what Bill Clinton did was he went to the tailor that makes all the suits. I need a pocket the size of this particular woman. And then I'm going to slide right in there. And I had everything I needed. I had TV, wait, a lazy boy, and a toilet.
There's a whole dormitory sort of setup in Bill Clinton's pants.
I think people don't take the presidency seriously because they don't realize how much power one man can have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And
it's very important.
Can you tell me if there are any biological detriments to having a man inside you consistently for 12 years?
And if it's a man you love, it's part of the fairy tale. It's not part of that they don't always say, I wish you're going to be attached to that person. They mean attached.
Okay.
And I can tell you right now that during that time was truly the happiest time. I don't have any regrets. I have my own website now.
Of course.
People know my name. You say Jennifer, I say Jennifer. Nobody
It seems
cares.
Like they don't. It seems like people are contacting you mostly by accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look,
yeah. Maybe a lot of spam bots.
Fairy tales don't have accidents. Fairy tales are written exactly as they should be.
Jennifer Flowers flipping a tiny bottle of champagne in between her fingers.
Oh, boy, is that delicious.
Still seem
I never
drunk.
Go anywhere without a drink, ever.
You got to have a drink. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So you had tapes of Bill Clinton. We were describing what tapes were earlier.
Sure.
And Julie, can we replay some of those tapes? Now, some people said that these were doctored. Remember Paul Begala, and they said that these were possibly.
There was never a doctor present. The entire time that we were in our relationship, we never had a medical emergency of any kind. That I can verify.
I find that hard to believe. Mm-hmm. You were having sex consistently for 12 years.
There were definitely
12 Christmases where you had a penis inside you, and I can't believe that your family was happy.
It was hard at times to overhear the joy of his family outside the pocket pants.
So when he would
did you ever reach out through the zipper and give Chelsea a gift?
I wanted to. I so wanted to, but I felt strongly that would confuse her when she's already got a mother. Mm. That was confusing for
so
her.
So she would immediately interpret a hand coming out of her father's pants as another mother.
Absolutely, wouldn't you? Put yourself
I
in her
not.
Position. Absolutely. You have to think about that. They might be the most powerful people in the world, just superheroes, but they are human beings. Well, the president of the world is the most important job.
There is no such job.
It's the president of the United States, technically.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm trying to picture here just what it looks like before we play these tapes. So was it just one big leg? Was it like a huge leg and then like a normal size leg?
Okay, if you must get into the technicality, it wrapped around his thigh.
Okay.
So I'm very slim.
Yes, wonderful.
Except for
body.
My giant sized breasts.
You can.
Oh, good. You remember
I'm
what I told you.
I'm starting to use the parlance.
So it was really a bit of a wrap around. So after a while, the right side of my body got fairly atrophied, and the left side of my body did actually grow into a very muscular resource. So after the 12-year sexual relationship, I did have to leave and build up my right.
So are we to believe that you were just hanging on that whole time?
like a chimpanzee, but again, the pocket offered a tremendous amount of support. I'd like to take a moment to thank the tailors and the technicians at the White House.
And the plumber, too. Mm-hmm. You said there's a toilet in there.
Absolutely. Well, now, come on. We're all human beings. Let's not get into potty talk, but of course there was.
Would it flush, or was it like a dry toilet, or would it flush?
There were tubes. There was all kinds of – it was not unlike what they do at NASA.
So you were in there. You said you were watching TV.
Sure.
There was a television set in there. It's the early 90s. What are you popping on
90210 was always a favorite. Mm-hmm. Melrose Place shortly after that with Daphne Zuniga, who was on Spaceballs. Did you remember Spaceballs? For
I
your
do
younger
remember,
generation, it's a parody of Star Wars.
And I think that people would like it now with The Force Awakens having just come out.
I learned all about Jewish jokes from that movie.
Me too.
Oh,
the
great.
First time, I didn't have any Jewish friends growing up.
Oh, hell no.
No way. Virginia?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine?
I'm not interested in them from anything other than the money. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that I did get a kick out of that humorous movie.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill liked that one too. He stayed erect almost the entire time during Spaceballs.
What would you attribute that to?
I believe either Daphne Zuniga or perhaps John John Candy dressed as a mog.
Half
man.
John Candy looked like a dog.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah. This is the first furry.
Yeah.
Yeah, very funny. Very, very funny.
So let's play one of these tapes. What do you think? We'll play one of these tapes?
You do what you need to do.
So this is a time that Bill was calling you?
Right. Bill was calling me. And he was calling me in his pants.
Okay.
So let me explain. When a sexual relationship and the emotional relationship are quite different,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a different set of waves going on between the partners.
Sure.
And so, you know, I may have physically been present right in that pocket, but my mind and my heart were on the phone.
So you had to have a phone down in the pants. He would pick up another phone and call you down there and not just talk to you through the pants.
I urge you not to think. Again, this is the most powerful man in the world. He can basically do anything he wants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If he had requested a volcano full of diamonds and chocolate to come into his room and just spout every day, it could have.
It seems like we might be breaking news here. It seems like that's too real to not be true.
All right. There was he ordered up a volcano, a very small room-sized volcano to spout. He knows I love chocolate and diamonds.
And so you came right out of that pocket and got yourself some chocolate.
I certainly did.
Wow. It must have been a risky...
I reached out. I never disengaged from my sexual organs from his for 12 years. No matter what he says, we only had sex one time continuously
for 12 years.
Correct.
All right, well, let's go ahead and play this tape.
Jennifer.
Hold on, I'm turning off. No, I'm doing no. Hold up.
How you doing down there, baby?
I want a friend. What do you want?
I just wanted to check in. I got some bad news. They want me to go to a pool. They want me to go to a public pool
Listen, mate.
What do we do?
That's very easy. Okay, you make it a Hawaiian party and you wear one of them grass skirts.
A grass skirt?
Absolutely.
The President of the United States in a grass skirt.
It's cultural. Tell me I want to be friends with all them indigenous heathens that live on that island that we also preside over.
It's called Hawaii.
Is that witch bitch going to be there?
My wife, Hillary?
Witch bitch.
But Hillary.
Bitch witch.
Hillary. She's not a bitch witch. She's not a bitch sandwich.
No, I said get me a chip witch. Pass it down here. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get you a chip witch.
Smell them. I know you're eating them while you eat.
I'll use the Lazy Susan that we had installed.
Oh, thank you. That by so good. That was quick.
That was disturbing.
That was terrifying. Yeah. So,
what are you confused about?
Just the whole thing, really.
There's almost nothing in there that made sense.
Starting with that
episode of 90210, which was a profession of love from brother to sister.
Yeah, so Brendan and they were brother and sister.
Yeah.
Right. My situation at the time, some would have considered it similar to that Austrian woman that was held in a basement for all those years.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I watched that documentary.
This was not like that. Mm-hmm. If I envisioned it, it happened. You understand? If I wanted a ferret purple chinchilla mix as a pet wearing a leather bustier, then I could have it, and I did.
Wow, that is truly a
fairy
tale.
So you were inside a pocket in Bill Clinton's pants, eating chipwitches, watching 90210 with your pet ferret chinchilla?
Correct. And I will also tell you that particular episode of 90210 was commissioned— special for me.
Wow. The power of the presidency.
Aaron Spelling.
Who didn't want to see Brenda and Brandon get together?
Almost everyone.
I mean,
that
I never really.
Disgusting.
Not quite into incest stuff. I mean.
That's not incestual.
With a brother and sister?
What do you define incest as, Jennifer Flowers?
Home.
Hmm.
Comfort. A Thanksgiving.
I truly don't know how to address that movie.
I've lived a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. I lived a beautiful fairy tale.
On her talking points.
That people don't understand. Little girls have a dream, and that turns into a fairy tale. I got to live mine. And I want to inspire through my speeches and through my music and my website. Mm-hmm. You can make your dreams come true.
This is one of the saddest fairy tales of all time.
I can't imagine.
It starts with you picking up cans in a park. And it ends with you in a pocket.
How is that different than Cinderella? At all.
That is
true.
Picking,
honestly, you're
she
making
was
me think.
Dirt out of a hearth. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, she's in a beautiful dress.
Okay.
How can my tale be any different than that?
Well, we're not going to see eye to eye on this. Let's ask you some questions about what life is like for you now.
Well, I follow politics, okay, on my television, which is connected to my computer, to my phone computer.
Is it freeing to watch television with oxygen all around you, not ensconced in a pair of pants?
Look, I can only tell you what I tell you, and that's the truth to me. Mm-hmm. And which means that for me, it's just a continuation of my journey. It doesn't matter, mm-hmm. okay, where I get my news and my information, but I can tell you that I am a thinker.
Mm-hmm. You're a thinker. So what do you think about the election now? We have Hillary Clinton, who you famously mm-hmm. said that Bill mm-hmm. told you that she had eaten more
pussy.
Mm-hmm. Then you
can
have.
Say it.
Mm-hmm. Pussy.
I can't
mm-hmm.
say. I'm not allowed to say that word. My wife.
I'm allowed
because
to say it.
My
wife is.
Last week I said it apparently 370 times. My wife asked me not to say it anymore.
Okay. My wife prefers that I say it because she wants me to be more open about the human body.
It's very difficult when you're engaging in sexual traditional sex, mm-hmm. penis in a vagina, mm-hmm. for a man to go downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, during the sex.
Correct. He cannot physically bend that way. He'd have right. to break his back.
Sure.
So when I would request that during our 12-year sexual relationship, mm-hmm. he would say, absolutely not. I'll kill myself. I'll die.
Sure. During your 3,600 days of sex.
He was heavy. He probably wasn't great with the flexibility.
And so.
Established presidential fitness
test. When I wept and mm-hmm. said, you do not love me, he made an offhanded, off-color remark about his wife, which was, she's eaten more pussy than I have. Mm. Meaning, like, that's where you can find it. I'm not the pussy either.
Oh. So you're saying that there were moments in your relationship when he would ask if you wished for his wife to be invited into the pants to eat you out?
It's all about context. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's
now,
all about context.
Now, the other side of that, am I comfortable with Hillary Clinton as president?
She could be president of the United States soon, within the next 7 months.
I would have voted for Donald Trump if he didn't pass away. I would have been his
Donald Trump is still
one.
Alive. Trump is still alive.
No, I think he died.
No,
he died. He died at Paisley Park in Minneapolis very recently. He was
Dude, Jennifer Flowers. I would love it if Donald Trump somehow tragically passed away. But I think you are thinking of Prince.
You're thinking of Prince,
who passed away at Paisley Park tragically.
Isn't that hot? After all these years, Prince Charles waits and waits and waits, and then he's never going to get to be king.
Musician, you're a musician yourself. You've been singing your ballads this entire time, your torch songs.
I vote in the voting booth. Don't ask for my ID. Don't ask for my ID.
That's very political.
Just know that I'm white by looking.
Wow.
Again, tremendously
racially
political.
Charged,
tremendously political,
but
racially charged.
But that was
charged.
Prince. That was the singer white. Prince who died right.
yeah. okay.
recently.
Either way, I would have been number one for Trump because I respect him as a businessman. He kept three different women in his pants.
Wow.
At the time.
We're just breaking all sorts of news about people living in pants.
Did you ever jockey for position to get in Donald Trump's pants pocket?
No, no, absolutely not. His New York values were not consistent with my own mm-hmm. Southern values.
Which are?
Making speeches.
Making speeches?
And singing.
Those are activities.
Those are activities, not necessarily sure. values. And, do you have a piece of advice for someone out there right now that wants to live their own fairy tale involving a president?
Write it down in your mind. Don't bother putting it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And think on it.
Think on it.
And then when you go to sleep at night, dream.
Dream.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're hungry, eat. Mm-hmm. You can nourish yourself by putting food in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to sleep at night. And that's how you get where you want to go.
Astoundingly
Just
generic.
Very general yeah. about how humans exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much. That was hard for me.
We're going out to the phone lines. 1-800-HARD. That's hard with 4 D's. That's HARDDD.
Punch those D's, guys.
Punch those D's. We got a caller. We have Professor Charles Waterbury on the line, professor at University of Delaware.
Hello. Hi, am I on?
Yes,
you're on.
Turn down your radio.
Okay. Yeah, we hear some music in the back. Turn it down.
It's got to be tough. My radio's like on the top of my fridge.
Oh. All right. Well, whatever you need
to
do.
Are you a small man?
Yeah, I don't know why I would out my... Height.
You immediately did it. Exposed yourself as unable to reach the top of your fridge.
Yeah. To be fair, it's a tall fridge. But
taller than normal? Most fridges are about 6 feet tall.
It strains credulity to believe that a tiny man would buy a giant fridge.
I didn't buy it. It came with the place.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
So, Professor.
Can we edit that out?
Edit what out?
This is a live radio show.
We don't do
any editing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. All of our 35 million listeners have already heard that.
All right, so. Yeah.
Well, I was just kidding.
Okay.
I was just kidding. So let's get to the rockin', the call.
Deeply unconvincing.
So, all right. So it says here on your pre-call interview, one of our producers here, it says that mm-hmm. you're the author of a book called PC Racism.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a guide to being a PC racist. You know, being racist in a way that's acceptable in the world that we live in
there
today.
There is no acceptable way to be racist in the world that we live in today. It's 2016.
Well, that's – you say tomato and I – well, I also say tomato, but – if I'm living in the South, you know. Uh-huh.
If you are. You are or if you are?
Yeah, I'm living in Delaware.
Okay.
I'm living
– the middle Atlantic?
Yeah.
Delaware is just now, south.
The deep south.
Mm-hmm. Just south of the
Mid-Atlantic region of the United States.
Still considered a northern state.
Uh-huh. And sure. Racism is rampant here and you want friends. Everyone wants friends.
That we can all agree with left and right. We all want friends.
If you're undersized, you're short, mm-hmm. you're – you know, whatever again, you're reason you don't up have a friends. Thing, not, that's not me, but yeah. for anyone, you know, you're mm-hmm. a shorter guy.
You are 100% talking about you. You've already told us that you're,
that you're a short small. Little man, that you're a tiny dude.
This is a pure hypothetical, right? You have your genitalia is not up to snuff. Not
all right,
the
sir, you're here to talk about
the
your
first
book.
Time we don't you want to get,
you, now you've brought up
genitalia.
Not only.
No, I was just trying to hit a demographic. You know
right,
what I
so,
mean?
Like great.
A, it's okay. a hypothetical uh-huh. demographic, you know? You don't understand demographics.
Deeply
stuff, but when you're writing books, demographics is key. You got to let the people know who this is for. I'm saying hypothetically one of my audiences might be hypothetical small people with inverted penises, okay. you know?
Inverted? Mm-hmm. It's the first time any sort of genital inversion's been thrown on the table here.
Well, that's just part of the demo. I'm expanding the demo. You got to go broader.
Well, every type of person is welcome in the United States.
Getting back to your book here, PC racism. Now, I disagree with this whole premise of political correctness. I think it means that people don't get to say what they mean, and you got to talk in code. So give us an example. So say that deep down you're racist. You're a racist person.
Yeah, let's do a little role play.
I'm a PC racist. This is a new class of people.
So you're not racist?
I'm a PC racist.
But you are racist.
It's a way to cover all of your bases, right? Now, the world is split into two. We all know this, right? There's two kinds of people only. Racist and non-racist. That's the only kind of people I see.
So mind-blowingly reductive, I can't even comprehend it.
This is me. I've been fitting in all the boxes. I'm writing the Venn diagram right uh-huh. smack in the middle, and then everyone will be my friend regardless of, you know, height.
Again, you seem like you have written a book to make friends, and it by the way that you are presenting today, it doesn't seem like it's working.
It's going to work. It's working. It works. It works. It 100% it works.
We can hear tears dropping onto your phone. I can hear the wet splash on that phone.
It's a big phone.
Yeah.
Big phone.
Why do you buy such big things if you're so small?
Can we talk about my book?
Yes,
please.
Yes,
we're trying
to talk about it.
Are you guys going to be professional or are we going to?
The politically correct culture that we live in right now means you can't say things like, "Hey, woman, what are you doing in there?" Now you have
which
to say.
Which is a thing you shouldn't be able to say.
Yeah.
Well, what would you do if someone is in your garage
excuse
banging
me,
around
person.
And you don't know who it is?
Excuse me, person.
That would be racist.
Excuse me,
you don't know who
fellow
it is.
Human being. Identify yourself and how you wish to be called. What pronouns should I use refer to you?
So how would a PC racist yell at a woman robber in your garage?
Well, first off, yelling at a woman is not racist. So I think we should knock that. Right now, we should knock that out.
On that point, you're correct.
So what would you do? What would you do with your tiny mouth and tiny neck?
Let's say she's a black woman.
All gender. All right. I will just emphasize all gender is a performance.
And also, I was picturing a black woman. How would you say this? As a PC racist,
you would hear someone rummaging around
your garage.
You would come into the garage with your hands in the air, and you would say, "Hey, African-American woman who I respect your equal rights to vote and be an equal part of this country, what are you doing in my garage?"
This is excellent so far.
And so that's it.
So that's not racist. That's just approaching a human being as another human being.
No, and then at the end you can throw whatever fun,
So then you use an ethnic slur after that.
Okay.
So what advice would you have for the kid who's in high school and he's getting bullied? Bullied by a Mexican drug cartel. They've surrounded him. They're bullying him. They're asking him to join his cartel. They're threatening to ship him down and become a drug mule. How would he
coyote
address them?
What's called.
What's that?
It's called a coyote, I think.
Yes, they want him
to become a coyote. How would he talk to this Mexican drug cartel that is kidnapping him in a way that is PC racist?
Well, you would approach this Mexican.
It's a whole cartel.
This cartel, you would approach.
Yes,
him.
This fictional high schooler is being bullied by an entire Mexican cartel.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And you would just be like, "Hey, welcome to the country, you sp-."
What? We have ripped the Band-Aid off of this wound, and it is absolutely splattering racism all over. My jaw is on the floor, Professor.
But what I'm saying is that you said welcome. You would welcome to the country. Say, I don't want to, you know, maybe you could throw in, I don't want to build a wall.
Maybe you have a real dialogue about how drugs create shadow economies that keep people in poverty. Maybe that's what that kid in high school is being bullied should do.
Yeah. Where are you guys recording right now?
At our studio?
At our studio. We will not disclose the location to you.
How far is that from Wilmington, Delaware?
It's about 115 miles.
Yeah.
Because I have a frozen rack of lamb in my
freezer. Why would you free? I don't want your frozen
rack
of lamb.
You got to eat your lamb fresh.
Wrap your tiny hands around that lamb and eat it alone. All right, Charles, thanks for calling
in. Thanks so much for calling. That was horrible.
I feel like we learned something, right? Do you guys need friendship? Are you looking for friendship?
No, we are brothers and also friends.
Okay, guys, I really have no friends.
We knew that at the top.
I'm super short.
We knew that from the start.
Can't get this button. This hang-up button won't work.
Guys, I'm 2'4".
You're 2'4"?
Guys, I'm 2'4". And, like, I don't know, I'm trying to fit in with the racism thing. I'm really trying to do anything right now. And, like, I felt very...
What about your students and your professor?
You're a professor.
What?
Yeah, I'm a professor, sure. But the students can't even see me. I'm hidden behind the desk.
Get on top of the desk.
They think the TA is the professor. And, like, I'm just trying anything to get friends. So I feel like this book was terrible. I feel really bad even talking about this idea. I said the word... I can't even remember.
We remember. I remember what you said.
My mom's friends with Hillary Clinton. Like, I feel terrible.
Climb into whatever papoose you sleep in.
And we do have to go. And we do have to go. Goodbye.
I sleep in my baby crib.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I sleep in my baby crib. Don't hang up.
I can't. The button's broken.
Don't hang up. I need you. I need you guys. What do you guys think of Gotham? I've been watching Gotham for like the half of the screen you can watch. I think it's okay.
I did not.
Hey, don't look. Don't look. Are we back on the air?
Huh? Yeah, we're back on the air. We're on for hours. What are you doing?
Nothing. I just.
What are you rustling?
I'm not.
Let me see that.
Now give it.
Let me see that.
No. Huh.
Mark.
What? Pete, don't say it.
What's on that paper?
Don't. If you don't describe it, no one can see it. This
where
is radio.
Where did you get a brown marker?
I got it from the brown marker bin.
Thank you for joining us this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Next week, we're going to be talking to John Kasich in an Olive Garden.
That's right, and I've never seen someone eat so many breadsticks at once. Thanks for joining us today. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review on iTunes.
And we are closing the borders here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.